This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Private Equity Business Update for August 5th, 2021. And here's four or five of the stories that we're following. First, Uber reported EBITDA of -$509 million yesterday. This was an improvement over -$830+ million in the last quarter, or last year's second quarter. Its ridership was way up in the second quarter. It's behind Lyft in terms of its profitability, and both Uber and Lyft are having a harder time than ever getting enough drivers and keeping things moving in the right direction. But again, Uber reported EBITDA of -$509 million, way better than last year, not as good as projections. Second, General Motors stock fell nearly 9% yesterday, even though they had a magnificent quarter. The company still expects profits in 2021 between $11.5 and $13.5 billion, which is really incredible numbers. But this was down from earlier projections. They expect chip shortages and rising costs to impact their profitability for the entire year. Third and fourth, Fox Corp had a terrific quarter, seeing revenues rise 20% to $2.9 billion. They had a great quarter. The New York Times also saw a great rise in revenues to $500 million for the quarter, and profits rise to $73 million. So both Fox and the New York Times had terrific quarters this past quarter. A couple of the things that we're following, as we noted earlier, the vice chair of the Fed says he does expect rates to be able to rise, the Fed lending rate, Fed funds rate, by early 2023. The market watches that very closely because it impacts so many other things. Finally, a special shout out to the team on the Becker's Healthcare podcast. We saw that rise to number six in Apple's all-time business news rankings in their overnight numbers. So sixth all-time, behind some magnificent names like the Wall Street Journal and other great parties. Special thank you to a number of people at the Becker's Healthcare team, Jessica Cole, Kate Atwood, Emma Bowa, Abby Engel, and Margot Vaselli, as well as Scott Jones and so many others, Laura Durda, Molly Gamble, and Ayla Ellison. And then a special thank you to the executive podcasting team, a magnificent group at Executive Podcast Solutions. Jeremy Kors, the leader of that team, Danny Barker, Jana Long, Grace Keller, and Kate Cruz. A remarkable team there that has just been so instrumental in so many people's podcasts doing so well. Thank you to all of you. In any event, those are four or five of the stories that we're following in the Becker Private Equity Update. If you ever have a guest that you'd like to see on the Becker Private Equity Podcast, please reach out to Scott Becker, and we'd love to host your guest. Thank you.